Success Mobile, is it?
Skaggs, afternoon, Dave.
Come in.
A customer to get here right now.
Yeah, I got done with an install a little while ago, just coming through town, heading to the house.
Telling Steve this morning that you had an install to do.
It went smooth. Smooth as a baby's bottom.
That happens, isn't it?
Went into a little snag at the very end, a little, we had to do a little cutting and pasting with some thermostat wire, but we got it.
Up to.
I picked me up a 50-foot tower last week, around 25. I'm going to be putting that up hopefully soon. Got to find a way to attach it to the house. Other than that, not really too much.
Good. That way you can get your HF antennas up. You've been wanting to get up.
Well, I've got the off-center fed dipole up. It's just not really up high enough. You know, it's up about 25 feet. It really should be up minimally 33 feet, but you know, once the tower goes up, the bower will be at 40 feet, so that'll be cool.
Down there, I don't know if you were listening to the radio, but somebody hit a telephone pole on 14 and traffic's blocked and the power lines are down.
Oh, where is this?
Exactly, it's just somewhere on 14 is all it said.
Oh man, I'm in the middle of town here. I'm coming through town on 14. Just about to make a left off of Point Set here.
Find out if it's in your way then, won't you?
Well, so far I'm in the middle of town and power's on, so maybe I'm lucky.
Nice day though.
Oh, yeah. The days are going to get really nice now. Warm during the day, you know, 70s, touching 80, 50s at night. Oh, yeah. This is me right here.
It was beautiful up at the house this weekend.
Did you get any of that storm up there or any rain or anything or not really?
Get anything. It was a little cloudy, Saturday morning, but by 10 o'clock, all that was gone, and I mean, it's just like it is right now.
Little bit of rain Friday evening, but nothing really to speak of. You know, it just, everything, I think, east and south of Spartanburg, you know, or southeast or down by the coast really got beat up.
We got a little bit of rain Friday night, but I mean, not enough to even really worry about or concern yourself about.
I know, my friends down in Florida, they fared pretty well on the East Coast, but Fort Myers and Sanibel Island got beat up pretty good. They lost the bridge to Sanibel. You can't get to Sanibel Island.
About that on the radio, too. I heard there was one bridge open, but they weren't letting residents travel that bridge. It was just for emergency services.
Keep it clear. I heard they were bringing in boats and things to get the people off island.
Chance when you build a house out there like that.
That is true. That's a risky take. That's why I'm so glad I'm up here, you know. What's the worst can happen to me? A strong wind blow a tree over?
I hear you get them ice storms and they can really tear up some stuff.
Is this area prone to ice storms or just north of us?
I think y'all can still get them down that way too. They had one, I don't know, it's been a couple of years now, that come through. And the ice is more down here than it is up at the house. We get more snow because it's colder. But this transition right here, they usually get a little bit of ice.
Yeah, because we don't really get a lot of snow in this area, as far as I know. I mean, heck, you know, last year, I think the snow lasted about 2 days and it was gone.
I don't know down here, but I wish it was that way at the house sometimes. I'm hanging out for weeks and months up there.
Oh, yeah, well, you're a little more north than me, and then I'm sure your elevation's a little higher, right?
I'm about almost 2,500 feet where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm just under 1,000. I think it's like 960 feet is where I'm at.
Golly, you get up on the peaks, and it's easy to get up over 3,000 feet right there in the county.
I have this elevation app on my phone, and it follows the GPS, and it'll tell me at a, you know, as you're driving, you know, what your elevation is.
That, Dave.
What was that?
I said, what app was that?
I don't know the name of the app. It's just an elevation app. I found it somewhere on the App Store. Of course, I've got an Android phone. I don't have an Apple phone.
Android, too.
Possible to share an app, or maybe what I'll do is I'll do a screenshot of it. You can look for it on your App Store.
I won't go to the power. Share an app. Just got to go to the app and the App Store, and then share. Or some phones you can long press them, and it'll come up, and you can share it.
Oh, okay. I'll try that. I'll see what I get.
I'm all long press.
Anyway, I'm pulling into the driveway here, Patrick. I will catch you another day. Be safe, and see you later.
Hey, good to talk to you this afternoon, and good luck, KO4HK.
Yeah, likewise, Patrick. Have a good day, 73, KB2HX. That's out of here.
For TFW.
And KO4HK.
Patrick, how you doing?
How was your day?
I had to run out a couple of times and that, but overall, it was a good day.
Run out for
some 2x4s. Then I had to, where else did I go? Oh, I had to go get some little cutting discs for a grinder. And then had to run out to the welding supply store. Some other place. Nah, maybe I found the part that I was looking for. But I had to go out a couple times anyway.
Hate that.
Want something that, you know, it's hard to get, like they needed a, you know, you got like a little rubber boot and a couple of pieces of the pipe together, and then they have them all day long at like Home Depot, except we wanted a 10-inch pipe in the floor, and they needed to hook something else to it, I guess.
Now,
the concrete, you know, was a concrete drain with a, you know, just a big concrete trough, you know, all around the floor with the steel grating on top. But the angle iron where the grating set, the concrete was all getting deteriorated under there. And it was about to cave in when a forklift got on it. So we're replacing a bunch of drain pipes like that.
Trucks can be heavy. Heck, tear up stuff like that. I know last week I was at Sam's. Or not Sam's, but the Walmart over here getting fuel. And one of those fuel covers, I drove over it and about fell through it.
If things on there just right and that, it'll, you know, like you said, you'll bust right through it.
Yeah, I'm gonna bust right through that little boy butthole. Here, it split the lid. I don't know what happened, but I got off of it as quick as I could get off of it.
Miss Elise, we said, hey, KN4 TFW.